金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听金融世界节目。这套24集系列节目是由澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia 中文部为您制作的。
自从20世纪80年代初开始，澳大利亚与其他许多国家一样实行了货币浮动汇率制，英文是
Floating Exchange Rates。
也就是说，澳大利亚元的价格要随着市场的变化而不断的变动。
在今天的节目中，我们就来看一看货币的价格，也就是汇率，到底是由什么来决定的。
我们知道汇率是两种或两种以上货币之间的比价。最初，澳大利亚同世界上的许多国家一样，实行的是固定汇率制。澳洲广播电台金融节目主持人巴里·克拉克对此做了解释。他在谈话中提到这样一些词汇
：fixed exchange rates，
固定汇率
；gold standard，
金本位制。以黄金为本位货币的货币制度，1819年英国首先采用，1929年后被大多数国家放弃。
Bretton Woods system，
布雷顿森林货币体系，1944年七月在美国新罕布什尔州布雷顿森林举行了联合国家货币金融会议，确定一盎司黄金等于35美元。其他的货币与美元汇率在上下1%的幅度内浮动。
Crawling peg system，
蠕动钉柱汇率制，布雷顿森林汇率制度瓦解后的一种汇率制度，只对汇率做少量调整，避免剧烈的变动。
International Monetary Fund，
国际货币基金组织。
下面我们分段听一遍澳广金融节目主持人巴里·克拉克的谈话和中文翻译。
Precisely because the exchange rate is such an exceptionally important price, many find it surprising and even alarming that it is allowed to fluctuate from minute to minute according to the vagaries of market forces.
恰恰由于货币兑换率是这样一种特别重要的价格，允许它根据市场反复无常的力量每分钟都上下浮动，使很多人感到惊讶甚至担忧。
Throughout most of the 19th century and for part of the 20th century, the world economy operated on a quite rigorous system of fixed exchange rates known as the gold standard. Though the gold standard was abandoned during the Great Depression,A modified regime of fixed exchange rates was reinstated with the reconstruction of the international financial mechanism after the Second World War. This was known as the Bretton Woods system, presided over by the International Monetary Fund.
在整个19世纪和20世纪部分时期，世界经济是基于一种严格的固定汇率制度来运作。这种制度称为金本位制。尽管在大萧条期间金本位制被抛弃，二次大战后重建国际金融秩序时又恢复了一种较为温和的固定汇率制，称作布雷顿森林制，由国际货币基金组织掌管。
Even as late as the early 1980s, though the original Bretton Woods mechanism had by then essentially collapsed internationally, the Australian authoritiesWe're still attempting to manage the exchange rate under a so-called crawling peg system, with the object of stabilizing the price of the dollar.
甚至到了1980年代初，尽管那时原来的布雷顿森林制在国际上已经基本垮台，澳大利亚政府仍然试图根据所谓的蠕动钉柱制来管理货币的兑换率，以稳定澳元的价格。
But in December 1983.The then Federal Treasurer Paul Keating announced the floating of the dollar.
但是在1983年的12月，当时的国库部长基廷宣布澳元自由浮动。
现在我们再完整听一遍巴里克拉克的谈话。
Precisely because the exchange rate is such an exceptionally important price, many find it surprising and even alarming that it is allowed to fluctuate from minute to minute according to the vagaries of market forces. Throughout most of the 19th century and for part of the 20th century, the world economy operated on a quite rigorous system of fixed exchange rates known as the gold standard. Though the gold standard was abandoned during the Great Depression, a modified regime of fixed exchange rates was reinstated with the reconstruction of the international financial mechanism after the Second World War. This was known as the Bretton Woods system, presided over by the International Monetary Fund. Even as late as the early 1980s, though the original Bretton Woods mechanism had by then essentially collapsed internationally, the Australian authorities were still attempting to manage the exchange rate under a so-called crawling peg system, with the object of stabilising the price of the dollar. But in December 1983, the then Federal Treasurer, Paul Keating, announced the floating of the dollar.
您现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。那么，货币的价格不再由政府的中央银行决定之后，是由什么来决定呢？是由坐在交易所里面的货币经纪人来决定吗？美国斯坦福大学经济系教授安妮·克鲁格说
：“The major part of the story has to do with, so to speak, the market determining the exchange rate, but the market in itself is reacting to a number of underlying factors, and those include how much is exported, how much is imported, what relative interest rates are, how much demand and supply, if you like, there is for the Australian or the U.S. dollar relative to other currencies.” So it's a market-determined rate, and in that sense, what's happening in the trading rooms is that the traders are trying to figure out where the market is going. And for most purposes, I think the evidence is that they do not have a great deal of influence in anything other than a little bit on the day-to-day side.
下面我们分段听一遍安妮·克鲁格教授的谈话。和中文翻译。
The major part of the story has to do with, so to speak, the market determining the exchange rate, but the market in itself is reacting to a number of underlying factors, and those include how much is exported, how much is imported, what relative interest rates are, how much demand and supply, if you like, there is for the Australian or the U.S. dollar relative to other currencies.
决定货币价格的主要因素是市场，而市场本身又是对一些基本因素做出反应。包括出口有多少，进口有多少，相关的利率是多少。相对其他货币来说，对澳元或美元的需求和供应有多少等等。
So it's a market determined rate, and in that sense, what's happening in the trading rooms is that the traders are trying to figure out where the market is going. And for most purposes, I think the evidence is that they do not have a great deal of influence in anything other than a little bit on the day-to-day side.
因此，汇率是由市场来决定。货币经纪人在交易所里所做的只是要试图确定市场的走向。在很大程度上，我认为事实证明，他们除了对每日的交易稍许有些影响之外，对汇率并没有太大的影响力。
接下来我们再听一遍安妮·克鲁格教授谈话的全文。
The major part of the story has to do with, so to speak, the market determining the exchange rate, but the market in itself is reacting to a number of underlying factors, and those include how much is exported, how much is imported, what relative interest rates are, how much demand and supply, if you like, there is for the Australian or the U.S. dollar relative to other currencies. So it's a market-determined rate, and in that sense, what's happening in the trading rooms is that the traders are trying to figure out where the market is going. And for most purposes, I think the evidence is that they do not have a great deal of influence in anything other than a little bit on the day-to-day side.
欢迎您继续收听金融世界节目，我们今天谈的话题是汇率是由什么来确定的。
刚才美国斯坦福大学经济系教授安妮克鲁格说，汇率是由市场来决定，而市场本身只是对一系列基本因素如进出口数额等等的反应。有不少的人认为，国际货币市场上的投机商能够决定或动摇某种货币的兑换率。关于这一点，曾获诺贝尔经济学奖的美国教授弗里德曼持不同的看法。
Well, in a day-to-day term, the speculators whom you're describing can have some influence. But in floating exchange rate markets, speculators can only make money if they help to stabilize the market, not if they make it more unstable. And so, the exchange rates and the flexible exchange rate system are determined by two fundamental forces. One is trade, and second, by capital movements. If a country is an attractive place for foreigners to invest their funds, then that country will have a relatively high exchange rate. If it's an unattractive place, it will be a relatively low exchange rate. But those are the fundamentals that really determine the exchange rate in a floating exchange rate system.
弗里德曼教授说，就每天的交易来说，投机商可能会有些影响，但是在浮动利率市场上，投机商若要赚钱，只有帮助稳定市场，而不是使市场更加动荡。因此，汇率以及可变汇率制是由两大根本因素来决定，一是贸易，二是资本流动。如果一个国家能够吸引外国人去投资，那个国家就会有相对较高的货币汇率。如果它不能吸引投资，它的汇率就较低。这是浮动汇率制度下真正决定汇率变化的根本因素。
现在我们再听一遍弗里德曼教授的这段谈话原文。
Well, in a day-to-day term, the speculators whom you're describing can have some influence. But in floating exchange rate markets, speculators can only make money if they help to stabilize the market, not if they make it more unstable. And so, the exchange rates and the flexible exchange rate system are determined by two fundamental forces. One is trade, and second, by capital movements. If a country is an attractive place for foreigners to invest their funds, then that country will have a relatively high exchange rate. If it's an unattractive place, it will be a relatively low exchange rate. But those are the fundamentals that really determine the exchange rate in a floating exchange rate system.
这次由澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia 中文部为您制作的金融世界节目到这里就结束了。
刘江和马晋元在墨尔本，谢谢您的收听。